Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499.
As Into Tomorrow continues, I'm Dave Graveline. This, our 27th year, bringing you the latest in consumer tech. And of course, that always includes products and services, gadgets and gizmos, apps and websites, all sorts of neat things available today and into tomorrow. Do consider getting our free Into Tomorrow app and participate on the show that way. Remember, call in, win stuff is kind of our mantra, because when we hear you on the air, you automatically win some of the consumer cool tech goodies that we have for you. And the complete list of our current summer giveaway items is available for you when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Just look for that summer giveaway post. It's always near the top. Click on that link and then you'll see the whole list of goodies we mentioned when you call in to join us. Mention three or four of them. No promises, no guarantees, but we'll try to get at least one of those items to you whenever possible. Our next guest is empowering people in the ways in which they manage, share, and control their digital information for work and life. And I think when you stop to think about that, boy, we could all use some help with that. The co-founder and CTO, or chief technology officer, from a company called Credivera is Elena Domotreska. Elena, welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you?
It's my pleasure. I am great.
Terrific.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Glad to have you with us as well. And I want to learn a little bit about Credivera. So what made you and Dan, the founder and co-CEO, I guess, start your own company? And then let's get into what it is exactly that you do, because I don't know if I did it justice in the introduction.
Absolutely. Well, this is our second company together. And we specialized our previous software in the trades industry. We saw how many people would enter a work site with tons of credentials that had to be manually checked each time they showed up for work. It was labor intensive, tons of error, and really not very privacy preserving. So we said there's gotta be a better way. We looked hard to see that if there was something already on the market. We couldn't find anything. And so we decided to build this company. It's been an incredible journey, about 4 years in the making. Our product hit the market just 2 years ago. And so now we provide identity solutions for those who are in skilled trades, expanding this offer into foundational identity, like you said, for not just work, but for play and personal use as well.
So I was going to say, there's the, I guess, consumer angle for what Credivera does, because when you say for work and play, for life in general, I can understand how it can be very handy for companies, and especially dealing with connecting employees and that kind of thing. So how would we as consumers benefit from what you do?
Yeah, imagine walking into a convenience store and wanting to purchase a beverage, showing proof of age. You're always oversharing. They don't need to know your height, your address, your eye color, other details. They just need to know that you're of legal age. So that's a use case. You go to apply for a bank loan or a mortgage or rent an apartment. They're taking a copy of your identity record today. You don't know where it's stored, where it goes, who's gonna see it. These types of digital solutions ensure that you approve every use of your data. And you only share what you should be sharing. You don't ever have to for sure again. And this is a lesson we took from, you know, 20 plus years of internet and PDFs and scanners and photocopies and a lot of fraud, a lot of identity theft has happened as a result, a lot of breaches. So the way of the future is, this is your data, you control it, you decide who sees it. And also important, when you should revoke that access, because they shouldn't have access to your data forever.
Got you. And I love the concept. I think that's terrific. Many times I've pulled out when they say, okay, I need a copy of your driver's license. I'll bring out my press credential. You know, what is it you need? My date of birth? Okay, it has that on there. You don't need my eye color and my height and all that kind of stuff, as you mentioned. No. I don't know. I don't think we can take that. We're required to have a driver's license. Well, by whom? You know, who's requiring it? You know, I don't need to give you all that information. What exactly do you need? And most people don't even have a clue. You know, they're just a worker. I don't know. That's my job. I have to take a copy of it. You know, even more not a good idea. You know, like you said, it'll sit there and reside there. So you're saying your credentials are digital in nature, so that they can be revoked as well. I like that concept too. But of course, now that means that any agency, government agency or company we're working with, or even just to go buy that adult beverage, I guess they have to then subscribe to your service in order to utilize it and for me to be able to use it with them?
Yeah, great question, Dave. Well, today there's an entire network of solutions like CreditVera getting deployed across the globe. So no, everybody does not have to subscribe to our service.
Good.
This is only going to be as powerful as these types of solutions connecting with each other and allowing you, the consumer, to move your data as you see fit, to be able to scan and share wherever, whenever. Portability is critical. And then so is privacy and so is legislation. Over 140 countries across the world have just passed legislation to protect these identities, to do a better job than what's been done up until now, to empower the individual to own their identity and see where and how it's being used. And then, of course, there's the techies like us who are here to make this as simple as using the internet, right? You should log in from anywhere to a browser and search and see anything. So the technology bits that are being built at the moment are with that exact concept in mind.
So
we've been lucky.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We've been lucky to partner with a large group, Microsoft, who is making huge strides in this space. They're in every enterprise. They're in every company across the globe. And so what we build runs on top of their software, their, as we call them, their verification rails. So for us, that's a massive global deployment opportunity where we don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Well, and you mentioned over 100 companies or countries that have adopted this, which is terrific. Is the U.S. one of them, I hope?
Absolutely. Yeah. States like Arizona already facilitate digital driver's licenses. Check that out. Yes, we're going to see more and more of this come to a neighborhood near you.
Good.
Absolutely.
And in fact, Elena, that's a good example, because here in Florida, my driver's license is digital on my phone. So there's a good example then. Now I'm getting a bigger picture, a better picture of what it does and how it works. Can you tell us, though, how CreditVera's exchange actually works then? How would we as a consumer use it, for example?
Certainly. And there is a big thing that exists today, the difference between valid and verified. And I'll take a minute to explain that. Valid means it was good as a point in time. But if you're going to be presenting this to access a secure building, to drive a vehicle, to buy that adult beverage, it should be verified at that moment in time when it's presented. And that's where the CreditVera exchange comes in. We do verified credentials, where we check against the source in that moment in time to confirm that this piece of identity is good, it has not been tampered with, and it's good to be used right now, right here.
I think
so how it works?
Go ahead, yes, please.
Yeah, so how it works is we invite those issuers into our network. Again, I talked a little bit about the work we're doing with Microsoft that's supporting that deployment exponentially to happen exponentially fast for us. But how the solution is built is to enable this exchange to happen with very, very low to no development. So no technical burden on those that join the network. That's a big piece for adoption. So that's what we strive towards.
It does sound like software programming like yours can really help change the future of not only how the world works with using these digital credentials, but saving us as end users, as consumers, a whole lot of time and effort and energy and less worry that we're not having to give so much information out. Give them just what they need, and that's good enough, right?
And this is a lesson we've taken across the globe, like I said, in the last 20 plus years or 30 years of using the internet, where we trusted too much. So these legislations that are now coming across are all about privacy, protecting the end user, making sure that no business out there leverages your information without your consent, that you have the ability to revoke it, and that they have peace of mind that the data you're presenting is verified in real time and they can trust it.
Wow. I look forward to much more of that great stuff, because Credivera obviously helping us with our credentials. That's terrific. I like on your website at credivera.com, own what you know. You connect employers, issuers, and workforces with seamless credentials verification. And again, I can see how from a business standpoint, you know, secure areas, for example, are you allowed in the warehouse? Yeah, you work here, but you're not a warehouse person, so no, you can't get in there, whatever the case. And again, for consumers, as you've described, certainly some terrific benefits. So we do thank you, Elena, for joining us and spending a few minutes with us. I invite our audience to visit Credivera.com. It's C-R-E-D, like credentials, and then I-V-E-R-A, Credivera.com. We'll get you there, of course, when you visit us. So thanks so much. Continued good luck at the trade show that you're at in Toronto, Canada, and we'll stay in touch and hopefully have more and more people protecting their lives, especially their digital lives.
Thank you, Dave. It was a pleasure chatting with you today.
Terrific. Our pleasure as well. Again, Credivera.com. Visit us at intotomorrow.com. We'll link you to her site and all of our guests, as we always do, so you can learn more about what they do. So visit us at intotomorrow.com. Stay tuned. Much more to come here on Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline on the Advanced Media Network.